Hey everyone, welcome to another episode, a mini-sode, something to hold you over until you get the full episode of...
Short and Scaries!
With your host, Elaine Chaney. That's me, who is short and abrasive. That's a whole other episode. But today, on Short and Scaries, we're going to be talking about something called crisis apparitions. I had never heard of the term, but I've heard of many stories just like this. My sources are CNN.com and PieQueen.com. So the first story of a crisis apparition, which it's basically when something happens to a person, like say they got in an accident or, you know, they died suddenly, they make an appearance to their loved ones. And sometimes these loved ones could be miles and miles away. So this story is about a woman named Nina DeSanto, and she was about to close her New Jersey hair salon one night when she saw him standing outside the shop's glass front door. It was Michael. He was a soft-spoken customer who had been going through a brutal patch in his life. His wife had divorced him after having an affair with his stepbrother, okay, Maury Povich, and he had lost custody of his boy and girl in the ensuing battle. Ugh, he was emotionally shattered. But DeSanto tried to help. She'd listen to his problems, give him pep talks, take him out for drinks. And when DeSanto opened the door that Saturday night, Michael was smiling. "Nina, I can't stay long," he said, pausing in the doorway. "I just wanted to stop by and say thank you for everything." They chatted a bit more before he left and DeSanto went home. And on Sunday, she received a strange call from a salon employee. Apparently, Michael's body had been found the previous morning, 9 hours before she talked to him at her shop. He had committed suicide. If Michael was dead, who or what did she talk to that night? Yikes. She said it was very bizarre. She went through a period of disbelief. Like, how can you tell someone that you saw this man, solid as ever, walk in and talk to you, but he's dead? Ugh. And today, DeSanto has a name for what happened that night, and it's called crisis apparition. And it's a whole thing. And she stumbled upon the term while reading about paranormal activities, about the incident. And according to paranormal investigators, a crisis apparition is the spirit of a recently deceased person who visits someone they had a close emotional connection with. So this next story is about a crisis apparition, but he didn't make an appearance. He more or less made a phone call, basically. It happened to a woman named Seema Lieberman. And in the 60s, she was a diversity consultant, a workplace diversity consultant in Albany, California. And she was a young woman in love at the time. And her boyfriend, Johnny, was a hippie who loved everybody. And they purchased an apartment together and they decided to get married. And then one night, while she was at her mom's home in the Bronx, the phone rang and she answered. Johnny was on the line, sounding rushed and far away. And there was static during the phone call. And he said, "I just wanted you to know that I love you and I'll never be mean to anybody again," he said. There was more static and the line went dead. Lieberman was left with just a dial tone. She tried to call him back, couldn't get him. She woke the next morning with a very unsettled feeling. And she said it was hard to put into words, but she could no longer feel Johnny's presence. And then she found out why. I guess several hours later, she got a call from his mother that he had been murdered the night before. Johnny was shot in the head as he sat in the car that night. Lieberman thinks Johnny somehow contacted her after his death. A crisis apparition reaching out, not through a vision or a whiff of perfume, but across telephone lines. And she sorted the other alternatives, like could he have called before the murder, but he doesn't think so because it wasn't like they had cell phones in the 60s. He would have had to, like, you know, ask the murderer, "Hey, FYI, I need to make a phone call. So before you kill me, can I go to a very, very not hygienic payphone?" For those of you who didn't grow up with payphones, I can't even believe I touched one of those things. So anyway, so she didn't think it was possible that he could have gone to a payphone to call her before he got killed. Only years later, when she read an article about static-filled calls people claim to have received from beyond the grave, did it make sense. She basically said it was Johnny calling to say goodbye. The whole thing was so bizarre, she said. I could never understand it. Final story. This one, Mrs. Paquet, whose brother worked on a tugboat in Chicago's harbor, she awoke one morning in an unshakable, depressive mood. Having gone into the pantry for some tea, she turned around to see her brother Edmund standing a few feet away. The apparition stood with back toward me, or partially so, and was in the act of falling forward, away from me, seemingly impelled by two loops or a loop of rope drawing against his legs. The vision lasted but a moment and disappeared over a low railing or bulwark, but was very distinct, and she dropped her tea, clasped the hands to her face, and exclaimed, "My God, Ed is drowned." And soon after, of course, she receives the news that her brother had fallen overboard and drowned, exactly as she had seen it happen, but about 6 hours before her vision. Super interesting about crisis apparitions. I mean, I can only imagine during a crisis or a traumatic event, I don't know, like maybe when people realize that they're gonna die, they could just full on focus on who they wanna say goodbye to. And maybe, you know, it manifests itself to that person. So who knows? It's kind of comforting and also kind of disturbing, especially in that last story where you can see how the person dies. I think that's not, I think that's worse. And also, like, how are you supposed to know if you see somebody? The kind of conflict there is wondering if it's real, if it's not real, and if you think it's real and you try to call somebody, what are you going to tell them? Oh, hey, I had a dream that you were going to like get into a car crash. Personally, I think I would go ahead and make the call and accept the ridicule, and maybe that'll just be enough for them to be like, oh, ha ha, you're a fool. But then maybe when they're driving, they'll be a little aware and avoid the accident. So who knows? If you have had a crisis apparition, please share your story with me. What's your take on this? I mean, do you have a theory? Is this people inventing it in their head? Are they having delusions? And if they're having delusions, why is it so accurate? You know, like for example, this lady that saw her brother drown exactly as he drowned. How do you explain that? But hope you come back for more short and scaries. For you Patreon members, remember, there is another short and scary waiting for you on Patreon. If you're not on Patreon, you know what to do. Patreon.com/waitwhat with 3 A's. Sign up, become part of the Odd Squad legitimately, and get all kinds of goodies starting at $1 a month. It is so cheap. You can do it. Support the show. Get good stuff. Win-win for all. Don't forget to tune in this Friday for a new episode with my guest co-host, Brandy. Talk to you soon.